So, in case I didn't get it on the last part of this tape, can you tell the difference between the old Hispanic population and the newer sort of immigrants?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was raised with people, the Spanish people. We had them out in Waverly, and we went to school with them and so forth. Their parents was as honest as the day was long. But you don't turn your back on anything now. And those people, you know, the old-time people, were... What do I want to say? They were part of us, they were friendly to us, and they were part of us. Then it got to the point where Cesar Romero, you know, started that crop out there in California, that they couldn't work in the fields, and remember that?
Cesar Chavez, right. Not the guy from Batman.
Right. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
Yep,
he started
I do.
All of them. And that's the generation right there that turned around and got arrogant and hateful and, you know, demanding.
Yeah, I have to look at that. And you've seen that change in the valley.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. When you try to get a job in the valley now, they'll tell you the same thing everywhere you go. I'm sorry, we'd love to hire you, but we have to bring up our Hispanic ratio. And we're fighting it big time. All the government offices, all the social services and everything is total Hispanic. So, I guess you know who's got thumbs down now. But it's the younger generation. It's not the ones, you know, anyone that was old when I was a kid was real decent. But then as they've come through the years, boy, they really changed. And it did. It started. A lot of our valley problems started with that guy in California, that Cesar. What was his name? Chavez.
I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
But I know Romero's the guy with that name.
Okay, well, if you know one, you know them all.
It took me a minute, though. I was like, Cesar. I just thought maybe he was, you know, involved.
Anyway, the one that started in the grape fields out there, remember?
Yeah.
In the vineyards.
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It sure carried across to the valley, and it didn't take a year.
Really?
No, because we had the potatoes and the lettuce and the sugar beets and stuff here. We had the same type of work. And it didn't take a year till they hit the valley.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Is there much of a problem with illegal immigration around here, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, the INS is in here all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they haul them out Thursday and they're back Sunday. They beat them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. But there's another thing that frustrates me, and I don't know how to fight it. I don't know how to do anything about it. They charter them an airplane.
Really?
To take them home. Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Well, criminy crot. Can you afford to fly wherever you want to go?
I can't afford to go back home. That's for sure.
When you're flying, the minimum cost you're going to be putting up is $400
yeah.
or more. And yet they charter and send them home free.
Wow.
We pay it. The taxpayers pay for that chartered plane. It goes out of here regular.
Sounds like a racket.
It is. That's what I'm saying. It is. And 3/4 of those dang guys are on the border and back before, you know. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Like the big joke is somebody walk in the door and say INS. Nobody stays in the bar. It empties out. And, you know, everybody's going different directions.
That is it for questions. You know, I want to ask you one question to end on sort of a little more positive note. Not positive, but maybe upbeat. Tell me about